Well, greetings, all of our family and friends. I want to welcome you to our Freedom Global Prophetic Podcast. It is a blessing to be with you. We're so glad that you could join us. I'm on location in the state of Nevada at the moment with my family for the week, but I wanted to take a minute just to share the word of the Lord, encourage you all. I'm going to ask you if you would do that work of the evangelist to share broadcast, like the broadcast, let somebody know we're on. We believe the word of the Lord is going to minister mightily today in a great, great way. So thank you for joining us. Again, I'm going to ask that you would share the video, like the video, and with this screen here, I'm not able to see all of our comments, but I'm going to ask you to join in. Let us know where you're watching from. I'm going to pray that God would minister directly to you and to your family. Thank you for being with us. We believe there's going to be a word that's going to encourage you, going to just increase wisdom and knowledge, and that the heart of God would be revealed in this time. So if you can, please do that work of the evangelist. Share the podcast, like the podcast. Let us know you're watching and where you're watching from. I want to pray that God's grace would just cover this time and that he would get glory through our time together. So thank you for joining us. I see Sister Yolanda on. I'm on my other device here. I can see the Facebook, but I want to shout out to all of our YouTube family. Please make sure you share the podcast, like the podcast. Thank you for being with us. I believe God is going to speak. I'm going to be very short today. I want to share the word of the Lord. I'm going to pray with you, and I believe God is going to minister directly to any area that you are needing in your life. So let us know where you're joining from. Let us know what city, what region, what territory, and we believe God is going to minister directly to you and to your household. Thank you for being with us. Thank you for, just encouraging and being a part of our podcast today. So we're going to start with a word of prayer. I see Sister Lisa Viveros, Sister Lloyd Jacobs, Sister Nicole on the YouTube. God bless you. Welcome to the podcast. I also see Sister Love Bedamonte, Sister V, Sister Yolanda, also on our Facebook broadcast, but I'm going to go ahead and start with a word of prayer. I'm going to ask that God would grant wisdom, knowledge, understanding to this time, and that he would get glory through our time together. So let's start with a word of prayer, and let's get right to the word. Heavenly Father, I ask you to open up our understanding. God, grant to us wisdom and vision and revelation. Give us, Lord, a truth in the inner man, in the inner woman. Help us to discern a revelation and counsel. Lord, I rebuke every attack, every resistance, even over these airways, over Nevada, where I am, let the power of God rest. Just pray with me. If you pray in the spirit, I ask you to release goodness and mercy and miracles over this time. Speak to our hearts, minister to our spirits, reveal wisdom, revelation, knowledge. Let the favor of your presence be upon this line today. This I ask according to the working of your power, and I decree it in Jesus' name. Every attack, every hindrance, we pray you would be broken, but I ask you for the revelation of your spirit presence to just flow freely this afternoon. Speak to our hearts, minister to our spirits, give us wisdom, give us revelation, give us counsel, give us the mind of God concerning your purpose and your plan, and we'll be sure to give you all the praise, all the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. If you agree with that prayer, somebody say amen and amen. Thank you again for being with us. We believe God is going to minister directly to you. Sister Lisa, so good to see you. Pastora Lorraine, so good to see you. Let me encourage you. Today is a significant day. This is our first Wednesday in this resurrection season. And there are plenty of attacks and plenty of wars. The enemy are trying to bring your way, but God has not forsaken you. He is with you. He's never going to leave you. He's never going to forsake you. And there is favor ready to abound on your behalf. I'm going to start with the word of the Lord in the book of Romans, chapter number 8. Going over to the book of Romans, chapter number 8 and verse number 21. And this is the word of the Lord for our podcast. Because the creature itself will be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the sons and daughters of God. I want to tell you, there is liberty in your future. God has made you for freedom. And oftentimes the bondage and the war and the attack we go through is a setup for the breakthrough that God is going to release in and through our lives. Bless you, Denise. So good to see you. Thank you for being with us. I want to encourage you that God has in his mind to bless you. This is what we would call resurrection season. Sunday was resurrection Sunday, and it was it started a series of 50 days, and that started on Good Friday. You know, there are three feasts in the Bible normally. The main of our Jewish feasts are Passover, Pentecost, and Tabernacle. So many feasts in the Jewish culture, but the three main ones is Passover, Pentecost, and Tabernacle. And it so happens that these first two feasts, you see two significant things taking place in Christendom. You say, well, that's the Old Testament apostle. But let me encourage you, thousands of years ago, in the time of Egypt, God commanded Moses to tell the people to eat and to sacrifice a Passover lamb, to take that lamb, eat the whole lamb. Eat the eyes, eat the ears, eat the heart, eat the mouth, eat the whole lamb. And after you've eaten the whole lamb, put the blood of that lamb on your doorpost. And that night you were coming out. He said, I need you to sleep with your sandals on and your staff in your hand because you're coming out tonight. And that night the Lord himself descended, and the destroyer who guards the presence of the Lord came with him. And wherever there was blood on the door, there was protection, there was safety, there was provision, there was promotion. The next day they would go and plunder all the goods and the resources of the Egyptians, gold and silver and treasures. So there was a great release of liberty. Where there was no blood on the door, there was destruction, there was attacks, there was war, there was a great cry. It says there was a cry in Egypt, the like to which there's never been before, or will there ever be after. That cry that came out, a great cry of sadness and judgment against a spirit. Exodus 12 verse 12 says that God would execute judgment, not on people, but on the gods of Egypt. God was judging the gods of Egypt. Exodus 12 verse 12. I'm going to read that for your hearing. Exodus chapter 12 verse number 12 says, one that stays in my mind and in my hearing, because it is one that has a revelation concerning our season and our time. Exodus 12 verse 12, for I will pass through. So remember, it wasn't just a death angel, though the destroyer came with him. Remember, the destroyers are the cherubim angels that guard the presence of God. And when the glory of God shows up, if there's blood, if there's covenant, there's access, there's safety, and there's blessing. But when the glory of God shows up and there's no covenant, and there's violation, and there's transgression, there's great destruction. It says, I will pass through, Exodus 12, verse 12. I will pass through the land in Egypt and this night, and I will smite the firstborn of the land, both man and beast, against the gods of Egypt. I will execute judgment, says the Lord. So in this place, God is not just judging Egypt, though Egypt is under attack. There are plagues, nine other plagues preceded this 10th plague that brought them out. But the scripture says God judged the gods of Egypt. I want to tell you, the gods that men have exalted above America, I don't know if you've heard about this, and they may not like this, but I'm going to say this. There was an attempt by the supposed leader of this country in America on the 31st of this last month, March 31st, which was Resurrection Sunday. I declare March 31st is Resurrection Sunday. Well, whatever force and power behind the man, and I pray for the man to get delivered, but there is a principality in high places that hates believers, and they wanted to name, they wanted to change the name of March 31st from Resurrection Sunday, and name it Transgender Visible or Visibility Day, and whatever it is, and to mock, I believe, the things of God. But I want to tell you, this spirit that has come against the church is going to bow its knee to the King of Glory. I want to declare there are not everyone is going to be quiet. Not everyone's going to run and hide. There are a group of believers who know their God, and those that know their God will do great exploits. And judgment is coming, not to people. Let me make it clear, but to the gods of America that they've raised up greater in their mind than Jehovah. There is a nation within this nation that still fears the Lord, that believes on the word of God, that doesn't mind saying Jesus is Lord, that every knee will bow, every tongue will confess. And I've got to announce, not just to a president, to a prime minister, but to the principalities and the powers and the spiritual wickedness in high places, the kingdom of God is coming to the earth, and his glory is going to be seen, and nations are going to tremble. God is about to judge the gods of this system, the gods of this age, the gods of this realm. And that's why you're under attack, man of God. And that's why you're going through warfare, woman of God, because you are the agent of change. You see, when God was getting ready to use Moses, there became an attack against Moses. Moses went through 80 years of development, 40 years or 38 years in Egypt, learning how to be a king, 40 years in the desert, dealing with sheep, God humbling the man. And then the Bible says after 80 years, he said, I'm sending you back to Egypt to command the Pharaoh to let my people go. He told God no 5 times. Then he went home and he got into a war with his wife. The Bible says God sought to slay Moses. God gives him direction, gives him commission, gives him an anointing to put his hand in his coat, and it turned into leprosy. Put it back in, it turns clean again. The fivefold leprous spirit, the apostle, the prophet, the evangelist, the pastor, and the teacher who's gone leprous, who's gone into infection. God said, I'm going to put that hand away and I'm bringing out a healed hand, a healed apostle, a healed prophet, a healed evangelist. He gave him the power to throw his rod on the ground. And when that rod, it turned into a serpent, then he would touch it again and it would turn back into the rod of God, symbolizing. I said, Lord, why did you use a snake? I don't like snakes. He said, son, I took the form of what was in the palace, and you're going to throw that rod down in front of all the magicians of Egypt, all the soothsayers of Egypt, all the witches and the warlocks, and your rod is going to take the form of their rod. But the rod of God is going to devour the heads of every principality, every power, and the nation will be given into your hands. Are you hearing by the Spirit? There is a power and a force and a war. And as he gets ready to go, there's a war in his house. The Bible says God sought to slay Moses. I'll say that again. God, the Lord, sought to slay Moses. I said, Lord, help me understand what this means, that you were seeking to slay Moses. The scripture says, the Bible says God sought to slay Moses. And how can you slay who you're going to use? I'll repeat this again. The Bible says God sought to slay Moses. There was a dying. There was a war. Exodus chapter 4, verse 24. Let me read it. Exodus 4, verse 24. Let me read this to you in your hearing. Exodus chapter 4, verse 24. The scripture says God sought to slay Moses. And it came to pass in the end, this is right after Moses gets his direction. Moses gets his commission. Moses gets his anointing. Moses receives these signs. And it came to pass in the way of the end, the Lord met him and sought to kill Moses. I'm like, Lord, what is this? What's taking place? You just empowered him. You just gave him direction. For Zipporah, his wife, took a sharp stone and cut the foreskin of her son and cast it at the feet and said, surely you are a bloody husband to me. Surely you are a bloody husband to me. So he let him go. And she said, a bloody husband thou art because of the circumcision. So there was a division in the house of Moses. I remember reading this and I remember saying, God, help me understand. He said there was a breach of the covenant. And because she was not Jewish, her custom was not to circumcise. And in this time, they didn't have anesthetics. They would just cut the skin of the foreskin. And because this was not an order, God was going to slay Moses. Moses was about to die. And Moses pleaded with Zipporah to circumcise their son. And she wouldn't. Moses is near death. She takes a sharp stone, cuts the edge of the foreskin of her son. Imagine the plane. Imagine the war. Throws the foreskin at the man of God and says, you're a bloody husband to me. Verse number 20. Surely a bloody husband you are to me, and a bloody husband thou art because of the circumcision. And now they're in covenant. I want to tell you, the battle that you've gone through in your home, in your marriage, in your house, is setting the stage for the breakthrough in the future. How can that be that the man of God is going through war in his own house? I want to tell you, the battle is an indication that demons are afraid, devils are worried, spirits are trying to attack at any side. But do not be dismayed. Do not leave your covenant. Do not break your vow, because God is a covenant keeper. No matter what the enemy is doing, no matter what they're doing, you keep the promise of God for your life. God is a covenant keeper. Men are not covenant keepers. Men are covenant breakers. They love you one day, they hate you the next. They choose to vow, I'll be with you. They break that covenant. The next God is a covenant keeper. God told me this. He said, son, if I'm going to use you, I'm going to, and I'm going to use you the way I want to, you better be a covenant keeper. And the Lord told me, do not let it be said that you broke the covenant. You are not allowed to break, even if you're hurt, you're wounded, you're abused, you're talked about, you're lied on, you hold to that covenant. And if you do what I say, if you keep my word, if you hold to my promise, I will make sure and turn everything the devil meant for evil around. You are to be a covenant keeper. God watched Abraham for 99 years, not before he could make a covenant with him. Are you listening? And now the Bible says that God uses this man to judge the spirit that was in the land, the spirit of Antichrist, the spirit of idolatry, the spirit of child sacrifice, the spirit of perversion, the spirit of delusion. We are dealing with the same spirit, and one thing can change this world. That is the power of the blood of the Lamb, which is our new covenant sacrifice. And God will not go back on his word. Are you hearing me? Somebody say amen. The Bible says now that God deals, he brings them out, he visits them, the scripture says, and judges the gods of this system. Go with me, if you would, to 1 John chapter number 4. God says, in a time of judgment, I need you to be bold. You say, how can I be bold, apostle? I'm going through war. You've got to settle in your heart that you've done all you're supposed to do and let God do the rest. Hear me. In the spirit, you've got to make a decision to be obedient to the things of God, obedient to the word. Here is what bold obedience does for the righteous. The Bible says the righteous are bold as a lion, but the wicked flee when ain't nobody chasing them. I'll say that again. The righteous are bold as a lion, but the wicked one, the wicked run when no one is chasing them. 1 John 4 verse 17, herein is our love made mature. I want you to write this in the comment section. Perfect love. Perfect love. Here is our love made mature, that we may have boldness in a day of judgment. Now the word judgment here is the word krisis, where we get the word crisis. And the word krisis means separating asunder. Now I love you and I'm praying for you. And I pray that God show you who is who in your life, and that God loves everybody, but not everyone is for you. Not everyone is with you. Not everyone is doing in front of your face, behind closed doors, what they're telling you in front of you. God, when he's going to take you higher, has to separate you. Now this hurts because we're people. We love people. We want to bring everyone with us to our next season. But I heard a good quote recently. Some people don't want to go there with you. They want to go there because of you. They're not willing to make the sacrifice you're willing to make. They're not willing to submit themselves to order and the process. They're not willing to promote. What people are looking for, lateral movement, not vertical movement. But I declare you're going higher. You are not going to go from left to right. You're going from low to high. You're not going horizontally. You're about to elevate vertically to a new dimension. I'm just about done. In this is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in a day of separation. God is separating things. And it's not that people aren't good people. Not that they're not men of God and women of God. There is a radical remnant in the earth that you are a part of. And God is looking to join you with the right people. Knit you to the right heart. And don't be afraid. This is God's doing, not your own. This is God moving people, not you. You didn't have to do this. You didn't make the decision. God will move them to make the decision. God will move them to move things around. But you don't have to be afraid. You do what God told you to do, and you obey the Lord, and you keep the vow. He said, in this, we will have boldness in a day of judgment, in a day of separation, because as he is, so are we in this world. I'll say that again. The reason you don't have to be afraid, the reason you don't have to be intimidated, the reason you don't have to worry, all of the shaking, all of the battle, all of the attack, all of the war, all of the opposition in your home, in your family, in your loved ones. God said, don't you be afraid. Don't you worry. I am with you. I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. I will be with you always, even to the end of the age. Don't you fear. Because as he is, so are we in this world. Don't you be worried, sir. Ma'am, take that fear out of you. Take that worry out of you. Take that attack out of you. You've got to realize God is not going to leave you where you are. You call on the Lord. You obey what he said for you to do. You do what God told you to do and let God sort all the rest out. It's not your job to fix other people. You can't make other people grow. You can't make other people mature, but you can grow in your own relationship with God. You can grow in your responses. See, when you go to prayer, you're not pointing fingers at what they did to you. You're not pointing fingers at who betrayed you, who lied on you, who stole money from you, who hid from you, who told you one thing and did another. You're not pointing fingers at those. You're saying, Lord, help me respond correctly. Help me check my attitude. Help me follow the decision you're leading. And when God shows you the decision, follow the decision he made for you. Follow the direction. Follow the plan of God. Follow what he said for you. You don't have to be afraid. You don't have to be worried. You don't have to be intimidated. There is help coming to you. There is strength coming to your life. Hear me by the Spirit. I'm just about done, believe it or not. I want to encourage you. Romans 8:21 says that we do not have to fear, that the creature itself shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the sons and daughters of God. There is liberty. I'm going to ask you to go back, if you would, very quickly to Romans chapter 8. We're there, 21. Romans 8 verse 18 gives us an insight. It gives us a view on how to see victory. He says, I reckon the suffering of the present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed in us. I'm going to read again. You've got to reconsider the suffering. Sometimes you can go through things, and the thing you go through intimidates, frustrates, gets you worried, gets you upset, gets you bothered, gets you angry, gets you thinking about, well, what am I going to do now? Maybe the call of my life is over. Maybe I've humiliated God. Maybe the things happening in my family are irreparable. But hear me by the Spirit. You've got to forgive the ones who wounded you. You've got to love the ones who wounded you. And the one God knit you to, forgive your husband, forgive your wife, forgive the people around you. But you've got to get your heart in a position to obey the instruction. Verse 18 says you've got to reconsider the suffering, the affliction, the trial, the war of this present time. It's only temporary. It's not an eternal suffering. It's a temporal suffering. But you reconsider the suffering of the present time. The scripture says it's not worthy to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed in us. What's that mean? Suffering. That word suffering is the word pathema. It means to suffer, to endure, affliction, trial, pain, opposition. Everything you go through is for the glory of God. It's not to destroy you. It's not to keep you down. It's not to hold you out. It's to bring you to a place of victory. And what the devil meant for your destruction, God is going to turn to your resurrection. We are in resurrection season. And I was mentioning the three feasts, Passover, and the Passover lamb was shed thousands of years ago in Egypt when God brought them out. The Bible says the second feast was Pentecost, and the word Pentecost simply means 50 days from Passover Friday is Pentecost Sunday, 50, exactly 50 days, Pentecost. I want to tell you that Pentecost, so our Passover lamb, hundreds of years later, thousands of years later, was slain on Calvary. Jesus happened to be shed. It just so happened. There's no coincidence. Our Passover lamb, Jesus, was shed on the cross of Calvary on Passover. 50 days later, when Pentecost fully came, Acts chapter 2, the day of Pentecost, the feast, the Holy Ghost was poured out in an upper room. And 50 days later, there was an infusion of power. I want to declare 50 days of favor, 50 days of faith, 50 days of belief, 50 days of fierce holding on to the promise of God, holding to the word, 50 days of faith, not moving, not wavering. Let me encourage you. Let me encourage you with this before I go. You are going to find in this last day a discernment and a sifting happening between those who can stay in the promise, hold to the word, and those who cannot. It's not that we're not anointed. It's not that God doesn't love you. You're going to have to learn. I'm going to have to learn to stay in the promise of God, not to be double-minded, not to be emotionally unstable. God didn't change his mind. But apostle, this is happening. But pastor, this is happening. The family is being attacked. The marriage is being attacked. The finances are being attacked. The children are being attacked. The house is being attacked. What happens inside when you go through the attack? Is the war on the outside moving you on the inside? Is the battle on the outside shifting your confession, your declaration, your emotional state of being, your mind and your will and your thoughts? Is what's outside ruling what's inside? Or are you standing on a promise? Are you holding to the word? Are you moving by faith? Are you staying steadfast? I declare 50 days of faith started on Friday Passover. I declare it started then, Friday, March 21st, 50 days of faith, 50 days of faithfulness, 50 days. And if you can do that, you say, well, some of us already messed up. I can hear it in the spirit. I've already messed up. I got in fear yesterday. I put that under the blood. I'm decreeing it now that you're going to walk in 50 days of faith as of Friday, March 31st, which was last Friday. And now through Pentecost, which is just about 46, 47 days away, you are going to see the hand of God blow through your life. Favor undeniable, favor unstoppable. Your mind is going to remain steadfast. I'm not just talking 50 days of favor. I believe that. But I'm declaring 50 days of faithfulness, 50 days of consistency, 50 days of confessing the right word, 50 days of prophesying, 50 days of emotional stability, 50 days of staying in your word and not going back and forth and not letting that voice in your head speak to you. You see, there is a smell, there is an odor, there is a stench that this voice leaves in us. We all battle with it, this voice of doubt, of fear, of condemnation. And you can pretend it's not there, but you got to rebuke it. You got to bind this strong man and you got to cast out this fear because you are loved, you are accepted, and you are chosen. I'm going to pray for you. If you're under the sound of my voice, this is a time where the Lord needs his radical remnant to arise, his men and women to be steadfast, unmovable, rooted in Christ. I'm going to pray with you. I know you have choices. 50 days of faith that started for all of us. I decree March 29th, all the way through Pentecost Sunday, coming up next month in May. I believe it's May 19th or so. I'll check that in a moment. But I think that this day is coming, a day when there will be a sound as of a rushing mighty wind, and it will fill the place where you're seated. You're going to sit in authority. You're going to sit in humility. You're going to sit in boldness and in confidence. No more moving back and forth, emotional, frustrated, angry. I'm in God. I'm not in God. I'm God's man. I'm not God's man. I'm chosen. I'm not chosen. I'm going to serve God and I'm going to see the harvest while I'm not sure there's too many problems. I declare 50 days of faithfulness so that you can see a year of favor. It's called Isaiah 61 and verse number two. It says we're to declare the day of judgment of our God, but a year of favor of the Lord, a year of radical favor, a day of separation in the system of this world. Let me read this verse to you and we're going to conclude. I'm going to read this verse to you and then we're going to conclude. Here's what Isaiah 61 and verse number 3. It is a day, I hear it loudly. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Isaiah 61 verse number 2. This is the message of Jesus. Isaiah 61 verse 2, here's what it says, that we are to proclaim. I declare you are proclaiming a favorable year of the Lord and a day of judgment of our God. This is what these words mean. Acceptable is the Hebrew word ratzon. Pleasure, delight, favor, goodwill, acceptance. Favor, delight, goodwill, acceptance. I'm declaring this is a year of favor, of delight, of goodwill, and acceptance. But it is also a day of vengeance. This word vengeance is the word judgment, decision, judging on the spirit of this age. That while you are walking in favor, Israel, that while you are walking in favor, Judah, that while you are walking in favor, Goshen, the system of Egypt is shaking. in judgment. God is releasing favor and judgment. Let me pray for you. I want you to write this verse, Isaiah 61:2, that this next 46 days of faithfulness will set the tone for a year of radical favor, radical abundance, radical explosion and promotion. These next 45, 46 days, pay attention. Gird your mind. Gird your emotion. Gird your thoughts. Be careful with your words. What you speak in this season, you're going to see. What you speak in this season, you're going to see manifest. What you declare in this season, you're going to watch come to pass. What you declare in this moment, you're going to experience in the realm of the living. God is going to manifest power and victory and joy and authority. There is a breakthrough coming in your life. I need to pray with you. Heavenly Father, I declare over those under the sound of my voice, every man and woman listening to me, I prophesy that there is a season of favor for them, radical favor, radical doors that no one can close, radical promotions, radical miracles, radical housing, radical redistribution of finances, radical. I just saw wealth transfer. I hear the word of Apostle Fred Hodge on Saturday, December 30th, 2023, that there will be a wealth transfer in 2024 for a radical wealth, not riches, wealth, for the purpose of kingdom funding, kingdom finance, kingdom building, kingdom establishment. Get ready, sir. Get ready, ma'am. God has a radical year of houses you didn't build, wells you didn't have to dig, vineyards you didn't have to plant, houses, land, property, schools, businesses, property, real estate. You didn't build it. God gave it to you. Well is a stream, or it is a reservoir of life, a stream of income. You didn't have to dig those wells. Vineyards are businesses. They are economy systems. You didn't plant them, but God has given them to you. God said, you're going to inherit with radical, radical favor, says the Lord. You're going to see his goodness. This is, but hear me by the Spirit. If my people will humble themselves, pray, seek my face, then what I hear from heaven, I hear if then, oh, well, God spoke it. No, you've got to take what he said. You've got to do your part. What is my part? Believe the word, speak the word, gird your emotion, gird your mind, gird your thoughts, gird your spirit, gird your attitude, gird your decrees. Oh, if you will, then I will. God is an if-then God. If you will, then I will. If you are willing and obedient, then you will eat the good of the land. If my people will, then I will. If then I see God saying, you've got to gird yourself, gird your mind, gird your emotion. I see 4 days, 5 days of grace. I see those 5 days were Wednesday. They're under the blood. Start afresh now. I decree in the name, this man is covered. This woman is surrounded. Help is coming to you on every side. And the goodness of God is going to be seen in the land of the living. I prophesy it now that goodness and favor are going to abound. That everything they lost, you're going to give them back. I seal it in Jesus' mighty name. If you agree, somebody say amen and amen. Thank you for being with us. We were short today, just 30 minutes. We're getting ready to head out for the day, but I needed to come on and share this word of God. 50 days of faithfulness will produce a year of radical favor. Isaiah chapter number 61, verse 3, there is a judgment, a shaking coming. And all of this shaking is just about testing foundations. Hear me. You've been through the fire. You've been through the flood. You've been through the war. You've been through the attack. Now get ready for the spoils. But hear me. The next 45 days of faithfulness. Gird your tongue. Gird your emotion. Cancel any word that went from your mouth, even over the last 5 days. I see 50 days of alignment. Even over the last, since Friday of last week, I see it. Go back and cancel. I don't need to go back and cancel any word you spoke from frustration, from fear, from anger, and put it under the blood and start today afresh. Start to the next 45 days, walk it out. But I saw 50 days of faithfulness releasing a year of radical favor for some of those on the line. If you receive that, say amen.
Thank you for listening to Freedom Global Prophetic Podcast with Apostle Nathaniel Leon. Stay up to date with our latest episodes by subscribing on your favorite podcast app, YouTube, or by liking us on Facebook at This Rock International. Thank you for listening and have a blessed day.